Okay, that takes care of that. And we'll move on to under old business. Okay, the first case is case number 10,400, Flex Air Inc. A special use exception to place a windmill. This is within Cape Windsor Development. See if I can find them somewhere. I had those rascals. Here we are. Okay.
This one was delayed for the for me to check on the legislation.
I believe that was Mr. Braun, so I'm looking for it. Yes,
what
it was.
What I laid on everybody's desk is the statute that was passed by the legislature this year and signed by the governor on, I think it was July 10, which means it becomes effective August 10. And actually, it does not affect our existing ordinance at all. It does say that if the county were to enact a new ordinance dealing with windmills, among other things, that there would be certain limitations on the restrictions that you can place on these things. But as it stands now, this does not affect our existing ordinance, and so the cases that you have under old business, and then any I guess that are going to be forthcoming in the future, you still consider the ordinance we have, and less than until the county council makes some changes.
Okay.
It's certainly more restrictive than what we've approved in the past.
What's your name?
Because it would suggest that if it's going to fall over, it's going to fall over on your property.
Well, it does a couple of things. I mean, in subsection A, it says you can't permanently ban them. So it's, on the one hand, it's saying you've got to allow these things if you're going to consider it at all, but then it also does put some restrictions on, like the setbacks. Similar to what we have for the communications towers, where we have to have, a third of the height as a setback. This is saying you have to have at least one times the height of the windmill as your setback. So, and then that has to be buffered, has to be a limit to the noise. But those are things that are not necessarily in effect unless the county decides to amend its ordinance and do something with it.
Okay.
This number we're going by then.
Pardon me?
We're not going by this.
No, this has no effect on anything you're doing right now.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, Mr. Burrell. That's what we needed to know if there was. Okay.
Yeah, this isn't the rule we have to make a decision by, but perhaps a recommendation, a suggestion.
It's your suggestion to go by.
From a sound point of view, they're saying what, 5 decibels, period?
No, 5 decibels.
It was certainly less than 10, according to this chart or graph.
Shall not exceed the 5 decibels above the existing average noise level of the surrounding area. It shall be restricted to a maximum of 60 decibels. Measure any location along the property line.
I'm saying that the what was submitted with the application, there's a graph that says that this helix, I guess this is the helix, right?
Yeah.
The helix turbine produces less than, look, it appears to be about 5 decibels, but certainly less than 10 decibels of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on beside that shows that a whisper is less than 20. And that falling leaves are, I'm not sure where they put that. Amazing how that works. But it is close to that property line.
Yeah.
I think this is one Jeff was talking about before, Joe. He'd like to say one big one up on it.
Well,
it's so close.
The lots are so small and they're
yeah.
You know, it was originally a mobile home park and then upgraded, and I just think if you...
You know, from the picture, it looks more ornamental than anything. It doesn't even, I mean, you know, to me, that's not obtrusive, but everybody has an opinion.
But I guess the other thing I was thinking about it, if you've got this one type, but what's to keep the neighbor on either side from going with a different type, and maybe, you know, that's really no problem, I don't know, but I think some people in the community that have lots this small and that the dwellings are this close, you know, if you look at the houses, they're not that uniform, but so maybe they don't care if the maybe there's no reasoning for the windmills to be uniform, but personally I would think that would be a little more aesthetic or
aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, and also that maybe a community like this would be more apt to consider at one end or the other of the community a community home driven generation unit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, the also with this this graph that they submitted, it shows that a regular vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Vertical wind turbine is about 55 decibels. So that's, you know, 10, 11 times what this one is. I can't imagine, you know, noise-wise that there would be any issue as far as, and you know, I've seen decorative things.
Chimes.
Yeah, wind chime type things or whatever that really looks ornamental to me.
Well, we have five against and 72 letters, what I got against, too. Was that?
Mm-hmm.
What you got, too?
Six parties here in support.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three letters in support. Yeah. Five parties here against and 73 letters in opposition.
73?
73 in opposition.
But I don't know that, you know. Somebody in California can send a letter.
Oh, yeah. Did I get it wrong? Did you get?
I don't have. I mean, this Beverly Hogate was in opposition, and her opposition was that she was two doors down. She'll see the windmill when she looks out her front door.
Mm-hmm.
She has concerns with noise.
Right.
Windmill ruin the appearance of the community and decrease property values.
Values. That's what I got. Exactly.
And Mr. Bowerman. His opposition would be said he lives two streets away, and that it would be possible that 249 windmills could be in the community if approved. You know what? 249 flagpoles could be put in that community as well.
Sure.
And the flag would be probably noisier.
Yeah, definitely. I would think so. Without a doubt.
In any kind of wind.
Mr. McCabe, how's your feelings on that? Okay. Mr. Workman?
I'm in favor of it.
I'm in favor of it. Do you have your reasons?
I
too, I think it's too close.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Hudson, I guess we've already heard, but.
I'm inclined to be a little cautious about approving something like this in a community with, say, somebody said eighth acre lots, 50 by less than 100. So that's just my opinion anyway.
And keep in mind, this doesn't appear to be as tall as the house. How tall was it? Do you have that?
33.
33 feet.
33 feet tall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
House is probably 40.
Do you need to say every bit of that?
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. And Mr. McGabe, you were?
Okay.
Okay, but then you're opposed?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson's opposed, Mr. Mills is opposed. Well.
No further discussion. I'd make a motion to approve case number 10,400. As, I don't see where it would adversely affect the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Not sure you heard me. I made a motion to approve it.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,400. All right, I'm going to do a roll call vote. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
No. Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Yay.
And Mr. Callaway? Nay. So by a vote of 3 against and 2 in favor, case number 10,400 is denied. Okay, next case is case number